The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. I've got a real easy question to begin with. The people in heaven, are they in any way infected or affected by COVID-19? No. That's an obvious answer, right? Second question, are people who are living on this earth today in danger of being possibly infected or affected by COVID-19? Yes. Why? Now, this is not a medical answer. It's a spiritual answer. It has something to do with what we're celebrating today. It has to do with original sin. That's why. That's why there is disease. That's why we have these issues. Original sin. Whose fault is that? Our fault. It's our fault. You know, we're just like Adam and Eve, our parents. We too prefer the dark to the light. And so because of their sin and their expulsion from Eden, we have death, we have disease, we have hatred, we have evil. Now, the good part of course, is what we're celebrating right now, is that Jesus came to save us from the power of original sin, to save us from the power of sin and death, so that we could be good disciples of God, to be good adopted children, sons and daughters of God the Father, and do the good that we're supposed to be doing. And we get that through baptism. We have the sacrament of baptism. The baptism that John the Baptist did was not the same sacrament that we have. It was a sign for people as they went into the water that they repented. They were sorry for their sins. And that was John the Baptist's message. He didn't go around and say, "Everything's hunky-dory, don't worry, be happy." He said, "Repent." So Jesus comes along. He didn't need to be baptized, but he was to show people this is a good thing to do. Then he goes off and does his ministry, and what's his message? "I'm going to make it all right." No. Repent. Repent. Not everything's nice and hunky-dory. You can go do what you want. You can be a Pharisee. You can be a judgmental person. You can hate. No. Now, those who have not been baptized, in some ways they're better off than we are, because they're not going to be held accountable, as we who are baptized are going to be held accountable. But as baptized Christians, literally what we're doing is we are allowing God to buy us, to own us, to say, "I'm totally yours, and I give up any human prerogative to do what is evil. I give up the prerogative to hate. I give up the prerogative to steal. I give up the prerogative to do whatever I want." And I say that in the context of what's been happening in the last year. It's very disturbing. I've seen so much hate on both sides. We have people on the right, conservatives, who are pointing their finger at, let's say, those who are liberal, you aren't Christian because you're doing X, Y, and Z. And the liberals are doing exactly the same thing. What are they doing? If they're baptized, they're not living their baptisms. They are judgmental, Pharisaic people who prefer their will to the will of God. Let me remind you again, baptism means that we put all of that aside, that we take literally, it's all through the Bible. What did Jesus say? You're going to judge somebody? Well, take the log out of your own eye before you dare to try and take the splinter out of your brother's eye. I even heard that in the news. Oh, no, no, no. I know that's an evil person, and I'm going to say it. What else does Jesus say? He says, judge not, lest you be judged. What else does Jesus say? Well, when he was with the woman caught in adultery, he said, whoever is without sin, cast the first stone. Now, nobody had the guts to do it back then, but we're doing it today. People from all sides are doing it. And again, I say very clearly, if they're baptized, they are disgracing their baptism. They are disgracing Christ. They are giving a bad example of what Christians do. Now, that's not most Christians. It's really fringe people who are so filled with their own willfulness and anger and hatred and their own disappointment in themselves that they take it out on everybody else. Most Christians, though, I think are disturbed by it all because they know this runs counter to what Jesus preaches to us. We know Jesus did not say, if someone strikes you, strike them back. Today, we hear, well, they did that to me, I'm going to do it to them. We hear that. But Jesus says, no, no. And we think we're self-righteous, that we know more than other people. We have a better insight. We listen to the media as opposed to Jesus. And we do exactly what those who reject Christ do, whether we're Christian or not, whether we're baptized or not. Hypocrites. Pharisees, self-righteous, across the board. Now, hopefully, as Christians, if we go to the media source we're supposed to go to, the media source that's called the Bible. Anybody ever hear of it? It's the media source for Christians, not CNN, not Fox News, not NBC, whatever it is. Not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, not the Washington Times, the Bible. We're going to hear what God says, which is totally, totally contrary to what we see in our political society, in our culture of evil, our culture of death, as Pope John Paul put it. It's there. And so we have to ask ourselves, where do we stand? We stand on this side? We stand on this side? Or do we stand with Christ? Do we pick up the cross of Christ to bash people over the head? Or do we carry it and embrace it and invite other people to embrace it as well? But again, that is part of baptism. And you cannot be comfortable if you are baptized. You can't be content to simply look on to see what's going on and not go deeper into your own faith, to say, Lord, I am a sinner. I refuse to condemn or judge others, but rather lead me in ways that bring the light of Christ into the world, the love of Christ, the peace of Christ. And we have enormous power, again, because of baptism and all the sacraments, enormous power to make radical changes, not only in ourselves, but in the world. What did Jesus say to his followers? He said to them, you will do these things that he was doing and greater. You remember that in Scripture? You will do these things and greater things. Now, quite frankly, what's greater than raising someone from the dead? Well, maybe 20,000 people raising from the dead would be greater. But Jesus says we can do it. It is happening in the world. I don't know exactly where, but there are people who truly have faith and have the charism of healing and raising people from the dead. They're doing it. What are we doing? Are we taking Jesus up on his promises, on his statements? Or do we prefer to go to media and swallow it as gospel truth and then dare to call ourselves baptized Christians when in fact we're not living up to our baptisms? We're phonies. And so that simply complicates the matter because we are telling other people this is what Christianity looks like, and it doesn't look like this at all. It's not what you see in the media. It doesn't see what you see in riots and destruction of property and killings. That's not what Christianity looks like. It looks like Jesus Christ, who is just the opposite. He took the beating. He took the killing. He took it. Which means that if we want to be truly baptized Christians, we've got to take it, not give it, but accept it. And be those who, yes, challenge evil, but not denounce and judge others. To challenge what's going on, and then to do what is the good, what is the right thing to do, so that people will turn away from the evil. We have great power as baptized people. Great power. I say this again and again because I think we Christians tend to be wimps or have this nice little domesticated understanding of who Jesus is, that he came to say, well, really, if you believe that, it's okay. Or if you want to think that, it's okay. Jesus said, no. He also said yes, but he also said no. And many people don't want to hear that. But again, to be a fully baptized disciple of the Lord means to accept what Jesus says and to follow him at face value. Jesus underwent baptism, though he didn't need to, because he was sinless. We do sin, and yet we have baptism, we have confession, we have the other sacraments. We're celebrating one right now that helps cleanse us. We have all these gifts God has given us, not so that we can go out into the world and tell other people what they're doing wrong, but rather so that we can correct ourselves and then go out into the world and do the good, to do what Jesus did, to feed people, to heal people, to teach them, to show them the right way, not to force people to do this, that, or the other thing, but simply through our lives and what we say about Jesus to show that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Again, we read all this stuff. We see it on the television. And again, the answer to it all is it's original sin. And ultimately, those Christians who are baptized who aren't living their baptisms. It's always been that way. It always will be that way. But it doesn't have to be that way for you and for me. But for that to happen, we have to be humble. We have to admit, yeah, I got a log in my eye. I do. I got a log in my eye. I'm not going to throw that stone, although I'd like to. I love to judge other people, but that's wrong. It's wrong. So we can make a change in ourselves. We can go deeper into our baptisms and be the change that Jesus was if we choose. If we choose. I said in a previous homily that, again, this is according to Jesus, and I think what we see in the world is proving it. He basically says most people won't go to heaven. Most people won't go to heaven. He says that. I don't. But he said it. So if that's the case, we should be a little bit fearful, but not too long staying in that fear, but recognizing through baptism we have become a new creation. We have become sons and daughters of God. We have the power of God in our lives to make great changes, to do great things, and therefore that's what we should be focusing on. How well did I do great things this week? How well did I take my will and stamp on it this week? How did I give of myself this week? Maybe some of you one day will wake up and sell all that you have and give to the poor. Wow, wouldn't that be something? And yet Jesus says that's what we're supposed to be dreaming about. That's what we're supposed to be imagining, thinking about, praying to be able to do. And we can do it. Every single one of us can. And as a community, it's even more doable. So again, God gives us everything we need. He gives us the directions. He gives himself to us. And he gives us which really is him, the sacraments, so that we can be faithful followers, faithful sons and daughters of the Lord. So there's nothing mysterious about it. There's no magic about it. There's no mystery about it in the sense of we can't figure it out. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. That's what happens in baptism. The only problem is, or the only question is, am I going to do it? Am I going to live it? Am I going to keep my eyes focused on Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection and bring about the good that God has commissioned me to bring about? But it's all about Jesus. It's all about our turning constantly away from sin, repenting, the message of Jesus, and then plodding forward so that we can continue to be good disciples. And so the day we die, we're going to learn more about how it is we can be a good disciple. Not the way the world judges it, not the way the world calls it or our political system calls it, but the way that Jesus calls it. Jesus calls it. That's the voice we're called to hear and to follow each and every day. So here we are. We're celebrating in the midst of all the angels and saints, all of those who are in heaven, who are no longer affected or infected by original sin. And they're telling us, you can do it. You can do it. Keep your eyes focused on Christ, and we'll be able to climb the cross right into heaven.